This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a lot of people up in arms about what's going on with these sanctuary cities, they like to call them. Again, notice the name. They call them sanctuary cities. Well, they're actually covering for those that are illegally coming into this country and committing crimes against we the people. As a matter of fact, federal law harboring undocumented illegal immigrants. I don't know, folks, what people don't understand when we're talking about illegalities. They're not undocumented immigrants. They're illegal immigrants. They're breaking the law to come into the United States. Okay, let's just put a period and an exclamation or both at the end of what I just stated. But federal law harboring illegal immigrants, any person who, knowing that an alien remains in the United States in violation of law, conceals, harbors, or shields that person from detection shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 10 years. Keep in mind, folks, everybody's talking about dead fish Rahm Emanuel. They call him dead fish. If you look at him, he looks like a dead man walking, but he's got like fishy skin. So they call him dead fish Rahm Emanuel. And he's part of organized crime in Chicago. You know this. I know this. But isn't it interesting, friends? He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And you know how often, friends, I spend on showing you controlled opposition or leading by opposition. Here, let me give you an example as to what I'm talking about right now. Several big city mayors across the United States vowed on Wednesday to defy President Trump's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection undocumented immigrants in their communities. This is USA Today, friends, okay? And notice again the redefining of the words for criminals. They want you to just soften the blow on crime, folks, because keep in mind, soft judges produce hardened criminals, and that's exactly what you're doing by tolerating the crimes of these big city mayors that are actually committing the act of felony. As a matter of fact, let me go over and just make reference to the Constitution of the United States of America. Article 3, Section 3, friends, it's called treason against the United States, shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses. How about 318.9 million to the same overt act or confession in open court? Folks, this is called treason. They are bringing illegals into the United States of America. And again, here's the USA Today watering down the definitions instead of calling them criminals and illegal immigrants coming into our communities. They're calling them undocumented. But again, let's go back to the mayors that are committing the act of felony, America, in the United States of America, that are aiding and abetting your enemies in this country. The pushback from the mayors, as if to suggest they have a lawful standing, came as President Trump signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money. In other words, they're using your tax dollars, and they are alluring illegals to come into the United States, these felons that call themselves mayors in big cities, right? They're alluring them in on your dime. It can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities, a term for hundreds of communities that in some way limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement agents. I mean, folks, this sounds like the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, who was busted actually transporting illegal immigrants into the United States when you're under the illusion that it's their job to actually prevent them from coming into the United States of America. Well, you've seen that under the criminal Barack Hussein Obama. Well, now we're seeing it through mayors, friends, throughout the United States of America. But I want to tell you this, too. President Trump's got the power to do what he will. You don't need to go to court to understand who's violating the law here, friends. You don't come into the United States of America illegally, and if you do, you are lawfully dealt with. So there doesn't need to be some long, drawn-out, elongated court case concerning illegals coming into the United States of America, especially those that are sworn enemies of who we are. Friends, by definition, you should understand who your sworn enemies are, and might I highlight those for you for a moment here. The mayors. They're the ones committing the crimes. They're the ones alluring the illegals to come in. Why? Because they want to stack the cards against thee. They want to stack the cards against thee, against you, America. So you have no power to stand up against them, and they're doing this incrementally, little by little, on a daily basis. So, America, why is it that you're standing down and allowing these mayors that are committing the acts of felonies, friends, to go on in their crimes? Trump said he announced the order as well as action to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers. Leaders of some of the nation's biggest city flatly stated they would not cooperate with the President of the United States. Woo! Do I need explain? In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio, this felon, vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City. It doesn't. What they're saying, friends, is I don't care what the law says. We're going to do what we do, and we're going to call it law enforcement, when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite. They're advocating tyranny against we the people. They're telling you this. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate. He's lying. In the nation's largest city, in part because relationships, the police department has managed to build an immigrant community, friends. Keep in mind also, this is the same city where the two towers fell for some reason or another, friends. They now have a mosque there, which, by the way, for those that, again, that don't know history, you do need to understand that this is a sign of conquering. So who are your city officials working for, friends? Blasio also added that if Trump follows through with the plan, it would mean he effectively cutting funding from New York Police Department. See how they always hide it behind something else, friends? Well, if he defunds sanctuary cities, then that means he's cutting off money to enforce the law. Well, just think, if these mayors would enforce the law, they wouldn't have to worry about getting defunded now, would they? No, we need to think, friends, things through. We're going to come right back to this, folks. People are hot under the collar as to what's going on. Federal law harboring illegal immigrants is a felony, and they can serve or they can be in prison for up to 10 years concerning mayors that are protecting these people.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Into the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, listeners. If not, here you have it. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over onto our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is this? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. Can also jump over to John 14:6, and we all understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our constitutional republic rests upon, said President Andrew Jackson, number 7, as well as check out Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, friends, isn't it interesting when we talk about what's going on, because everybody's having a tiffy fit, or a tissy fit, concerning what's going on concerning these sanctuary cities. And rightly so. But isn't it interesting that when I pull in the law, everything all of a sudden makes sense? Instead of looking at like guys like Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel, a little gangbanger member, effeminate gangbanger over in Chicago, who is a mayor over there that basically is defined through a controlled opposition. Don't doubt me. This is controlled opposition, friends. Instead of the President of the United States enforcing the laws against these mayors, they're going to get you caught up into a debate. Well, they debate away the and barrel of your God-given rights. And guess who's going to lose at the end of the day if you sit there and you do nothing, America? You will. But isn't it interesting? I can tell you how bad Rahm is, but it really shows you how bad he is when I bring the law in. As a matter of fact, Romans 3:20 tells us, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Let me say it this way. For by the law, which I'm making reference to in just a second here, for by the law is the knowledge of who the criminal is. Okay? the federal law concerning sanctuary cities and the mayors that are committing the acts of felony, like Rahm Emanuel. Any person who, knowing that an alien remains in the United States in violation of law, conceals, harbors, or shields that person from detection, shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than for up to 10 years. You know, friends, the reason they're so emboldened is because they know that the good people in America are just going to stand back and allow them to do the things that they do. See, and I want to tell you something, all you supposed and self-declared and self-professed good people that stand back and do nothing. You're not good, you're wicked, because you have a knowledge of what's right, but you do nothing. You're the worst of men. And when you look in Proverbs 28, you can clearly see that it says that when people forsake the law, they praise the wicked. Praising doesn't just mean you go and put your hands up in the air and begin to praise everything they do. No, you're praising them through your inaction as well. And it also tells us in Proverbs 28, friends, that evil men understand not judgments. Let me say it again. Evil men understand not judgment. You know what? It's clear that wicked men, like the likes of these sanctuary cities and these mayors that are felons, that are actually advocating illegals coming into the United States of America on your dime through alluring them to put them on the welfare state to break the system of our constitutional republic. Folks, again, don't doubt me. They understand it. They understand it. They understand that that's all they have to do is play the victim and the American people are just going to go along to get along. They understand that, folks, your compassion is your weakness. You know, but the fact of the matter is all these good things, compassion, emotion, so on and so forth, and the fruits of the Spirit, might I add, friends, Galatians 5, all fall in line with the fruit of the law. It's also found in 1 Corinthians. It's found in the fruit of the law. It's not outside of law. A good citizen is one that obeys the law. A bad citizen, a criminal, is he who violates law. So let's get back to this controlled opposition. The president has all the power in the world, folks, to enforce the law. But rather, again, than to enforcing the law against the mayors, they, the state-controlled narrative, and these actors called politicians, they want to pull you into a debate so they can win the day. But when you make reference to that law, guess what? There is no debate. A lawyer will, and I want to tell you what, if you understand the language of most lawyers, you can understand exactly why Jesus woed them. He damned them lawyers. And I want to tell you what, I totally understand as to why. Trump, Donald Trump has all the power in the world. I just made reference, folks, to Article 3, Section 3 concerning treason. And then I highlighted Title 18. So I don't understand, folks, what most people don't understand. See, they don't want to hear the law. They want to hold fast the deceit. And I want to tell you why they hold fast the deceit is because they're not valiant for the truth. I am. Because I understand that if we keep God's judgments, we're going to see His hand in our lives. And I care more about that understanding the power of God unto salvation than I care about any man's approbation in any sense of the word. Trump has the power to enforce the law, but he needs to go after the mayors. Let's go on here. De Blasio said, well, if Donald Trump actually defunds sanctuary cities, then he's going to cut funding for the New York Police Department. Do you hear this oxymoron? If the mayor would simply follow the rule of law, as he swore that he would do by upholding the Constitution, he wouldn't have to worry about any cuts for funding concerning the New York Police Department. But he's telling his New York Police Department not to enforce the law against those that are coming in illegally. So therefore, it's the responsibility of the American people to deal with the corruption of the mayors. See how simple this is, America? Blasio said, here in New York City, and in cities across the nation, the executive order could in fact undermine public safety. See how they always play the same card. In fact, it could undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe. Wait a second. Mr. de Blasio, you're the ones that are responsible, namely you and your felon buddies, called mayors, that are allowed to do the things that they want to do by illegally covering for those, by committing the act of felony, friends, covering for those that are illegally coming into this country. But he wants to blame somebody that would enforce the law. He wants to shoot the messenger that's making reference to the law. In this case, it would be Donald Trump, you're led to believe, okay? But the fact of the matter is, what does he do? He keeps blaming everybody else. Here in New York City and in cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, de Blasio said. Who would be the responsible party for doing so, friends? He would. He would. But who is he? He's got to blame somebody. They got to get you caught up into the game. Wait a second. He's the one that is responsible. And by the way, so is Donald Trump. In Boston, another felon named Mayor Marty Walsh called the executive order an attack on Boston's people. How many people in Boston want illegals, namely those that mean and are sworn enemies of this country? How many people in Boston want those people coming in illegally into their countries? And first of all, keep in mind, these mayors don't want you to know the crime rate of those that are coming in illegally neither. But Boston's people, said Mayor Marty Walsh, Boston's strength and Boston values, folks, this is an attack. This is an attack on who we are. Who's doing the attacking, if that were true, which it is not? The mayor is. He said, if people want to live here, they'll live here. Walsh told reporters at a news conference, they can use my office. They can use any office in this building. Now, I want you to keep in mind what I'm going to tell you next, America. How many times have I said on this radio show, for some reason or another, you're led to believe that it's okay for these guys to do what the things that they do? How many of our brothers and sisters, I always have to go back to this to show you the price paid. How many of your daddies and your mommies and your brothers and your sisters and your friends and your cousins and your neighbors and your grandpas and your grandmas and your uncles and your aunts fought, bled, and died fighting against the very people that these corrupt felons named mayors that are bringing about sanctuaries to protect the very people that our families fought against? They don't have a right to desecrate the blood or step upon the blood that gave us the freedom and the privilege to be here in the first place, America. Out of his own mouth, he condemned himself. Out of his own mouth, he said, they can use my office. They can use any office in this building. Really? That office, Mr. Mayor Marty Walsh, belongs to we, the people, not you, the corrupt felon who is giving cover to those that mean to destroy we, the people.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Napa know-how.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just want to give you a quick update before we get back to leading through opposition and exposing these felons called mayors in big cities that are actually bringing about sanctuary cities that are endangering your lives, America. They're alluring illegals into the United States of America. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown just posted, indicted former Representative Corinne Brown faces trial for corruption. And it's interesting, when you post this, you should see all the other representatives standing along with her. Now listen carefully. Former Representative Corinne Brown from Florida was indicted in July 2016 on, listen carefully, 24 counts of corruption, in which she and her chief of staff created a sham foundation to spend thousands of dollars on themselves. Now she's on trial for those charges. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do check it out. Folks, this is what you're dealing with. This is who the problem is in this country. And when they go about to do the things that they go about, it's a representative or representation and a reflection of the American people that allow them, because we, the people, are the government in this country. Let's go back to this, because I want to show you, they want you to pity the illegals that come into this country. Now, there's people, folks, we're all mutts. Okay, we all came from different countries. I have a family lineage. I know where I came from back in the day. But every one of them did it legally. They didn't do it illegally. So I'm not talking about those that are here legally. I'm talking about those that are committing the act of felony, exposing the corrupt mayors that are helping those and exposing those that mean to bring harm to this country. Okay, let's go back to this. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh called this executive order from Donald Trump. See, this is all they know how to do, friends, is shout and shoot. I don't care if they shout and shoot. Enforce the law against their crimes. He said this executive order stopping sanctuary cities, he said, would be an attack on Boston's people. Boston's strength and Boston's values. And of course, he's speaking for the majority when in fact nobody probably agrees with what he has to say, except a small portion, probably less than 1% of his population. But again, they blurt it out there because they want you to believe that whatever they say, they're the representative for that particular area and everybody follows in close pursuit. Baloney. Baloney. He said, if the people want to live here, they'll live here. He's talking about felons, friends, that mean to destroy you. Walsh told reporters at a news conference, they can use my office, they can use any office in this building. That office and any office in that building belongs to me and you, America. I don't care if you're in Boston or not. That belongs to me. And I come from a military family, and I'm not about to roll over and let these felons, these criminals called mayors, go ahead and desecrate the price paid for my freedoms by actually tolerating those in our country that our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against. Let's go to Seattle. Mayor Ed Murray, this guy's in trouble too, by the way. A young man is coming forward and bringing forth a lawsuit and basically said that Mayor Ed Murray committed sexual crimes against him as a child. So, again, this shows you what you're dealing with. By the way, dead fish Rahm Emanuel, folks, it's common knowledge he's a homosexual. So was Barack Hussein Obama, and this is common knowledge. And if it wasn't true, then why did they advocate it? Okay, because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And going back to Matthew 7, verse 16, we judge them by their fruit. And we are judging them by their fruit. Okay? But let's go to Ed Murray. He said that he had directed city departments to reveal budgets to prepare for a potential loss of federal funding. The Associated Press reports this city will not be bullied by this administration. This is beautiful. You want to talk about stepping in it, friends? Bullied by what? This reminds me of the homosexual agenda, friends. What do you mean you're being bullied? And by the way, Kevin Jennings speaking of the homosexual agenda, showing you out of his own mouth how this all works through totalitarian methods, grab their hair, smack their face, and decry victim status when in fact you're the one committing the crime. Remember, he said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. That is exactly what this accused, alleged pedophile, Mayor Ed Murray, is doing, falling in line by accusing others of the crimes that he and his current administration are guilty of. He said this city will not be bullied by this administration. Hey, wait a second. When a cop pulls you over for speeding, is he bullying you or is he enforcing the law? They don't want you to think any further, folks. I took it too far. They don't want you thinking that far. He's not being bullied. The laws are being enforced. And then you know what he said in his double talk? He said, we believe we have the rule of law and the courts on our side. You have the rule of law on your side to bring in people, not on your dime, but the constituents of this people in this country, we the people, to bring in those that mean to bring harm to us. And you have the rule of law on your side. Hey, friends, I don't care what the president says. I'm a man of law. I don't care what any branch of government has to say contrary to law, because we're not called to overthrow the law. We're called to overthrow them that mean to overthrow our Constitution, said Abraham Lincoln. Love him or hate him, he was exactly right, and of all people to say it, right? But folks, listen to this stuff. I mean, this is just crazy. Mayor Deadfish Rahm Emanuel, this felon said too, he vowed that the nation's third largest city would remain a sanctuary city in spite of law. In other words, he's testing the waters. He wants to see what you're going to do about it, America. He said, I want to be clear, we're going to stay a sanctuary city, said this little effeminate mob head. He said, there's no stranger among us. We welcome people. Yes. That come in legally, whether you're from Poland or Pakistan. See how they continuously play the victim card, friends. When you are principled, you don't care about the emotion if it's a negative connotation to that person that's violating law. No more than a judge does when he enforces the law against someone that's violating the law. Or a police officer. Come on! If someone gets pulled over for just a small crime for speeding and that woman or that man starts crying, it's not going to alter that police officer's judgment, and I want to tell you why. Because he loves freedom, and he knows that if he loves freedom, he has to enforce the law against those that violate the law. Because he understands, out of gratitude, the price paid, giving him the opportunity to be there in the first place, and the person getting the ticket as well. But by that person crying, it should alter. It should have no effect on the police officer, or the judge, or anybody else. It's an issue of law. And by the way, when you look at Lady Justice, friends, she has blinders on, doesn't she? She has a blindfold on. And look at the cards they continuously play. Victim status. Oh, look at, you're just picking on me because I'm poor. You're picking on me because I'm a different color. You're just picking on me because I might be standing in the way of your political aspirations. Whatever the case is, friends, no. Hey, I don't care what dead fish has to say, friends. With all due respect to the law and all due respect to our veterans, I could care less what he has to say. What I do care about is seeing every one of these mayors thrown into prison for committing the act of felony. Because it is clearly an act of felony. You know, now listen to what he said. He tweeted this, friends. I want to show you how sick they are in their minds. And by the way, they're not working for those people that mean to come in here. They're working for themselves. Just so you understand that. Dead fish Rahm Emanuel said, whether you're from Poland or Pakistan, India or Ireland, Israel, Mexico, or Moldova, you are welcome in Chicago. Wow. Didn't he just kind of tell on himself, friends, as to who he means to bring here? Yep, he did. Let's go over to another felon named Mayor Ed Lee, San Francisco. He told reporters after Trump signed the executive order that nothing has changed for a city. The president has all the power in the world to round them up and to remove them, friends. And if he doesn't, then you need to round both of those groups of people up, don't you, America? He said, I'm here today to tell you we are still a sanctuary city, regardless of the crimes of those illegals coming in on your dime to you and your family, regardless of the danger that we, us corrupt felons called mayors, have put you and subjected you to. See, friends, that's why our forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. This is tyrannical. Mayor Ed Lee said, we stand by our sanctuary city because we want everybody to feel safe and utilize the services they deserve, including education and health care. Hey, by the way, that education is no longer education. It's illegal indoctrination, just so you know. And it's also a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. And then he talked about health care. Again, playing the emotions of the people. Oh, we've got to help them people. Wait a second. Let's go back to health care. Article 1, Section 8. Where did they derive the power to implement health care in the first place? And it's such a great idea, we're told by all these corrupt politicians. You know what, America? It doesn't apply to a one of them. They're all exempted. These corrupt politicians have exempted themselves, but yet they're pushing health care on everybody. Folks, when he said including education and health care, what he did is he just blew out to foreigners that want to come in or those that are here illegally. Listen, come get your benefits. Let's bankrupt this country. It's not theirs. It's not these mayors. It's not their job to destroy your country, friends. Going on, both Lee and de Blasio said that earlier readings of this executive order by their city's attorneys suggested that the document is vaguely written and predicted that Donald Trump's administration would face a tough legal battle if it tries to use it as a basis to slash funding. America, really, at this point, it's up to you. It's up to you to respond. They're not doing their job. It's our job to hold their feet to the fire and to throw them off if they mean not to uphold the laws, the enumerated, found within our Constitution. It's really that simple. And common sense comes into play. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, welcome back again, 1-866-582. What are your thoughts? I'm really seriously curious at this point. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment, you got to call in quick if you'd like to weigh in. Would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to just go on, and we're going to break this up into tomorrow's show as well, but I want you to get as many people to listen to today's show as well as tomorrow, friends, because this is really, really important, because again, it shows you who, folks. Remember, terrorism was defined as in Oxford's original definition concerning the word terrorism. Remember, that word was defined out by, its original definition was definition of terrorism, government by intimidation. America, I just want again to validate and re-solidify my points and reaffirm my points, friends, concerning those that said, Bradley, that's just way out there. Folks, you have a terrorism problem in your country. Why is it mayors? Why was it the former president? Why was it governors? Why was it the attorney general suing those that were obeying the law concerning those that meant to come in here illegally? Folks, who are the terrorists? I want to know. I mean, common sense comes into play. This isn't a foreign country doing this to you. This is your corrupt government doing this. And by the way, I want to say it this way. Not your corrupt government, forgive me. This is a foreign government in the guise as your government doing this to you. You have mayors in this country alluring these people illegally into your country by giving them education and health care and new cars and, folks, you name it, a place to stay. Don't worry about it. Come here. Oh, and by the way, we know that you mean to destroy us, because that's all we have to do concerning what Bradley's talking about right now is just look to Europe, because this is exactly, in several cases, the steps that they had to take. But see, it's a little bit harder here in America because there's so many of us that are awake to what's going on. But to those that are awake to what's going on, we need to, again, enforce the law, because they're not doing their job. We need to throw off those that are tearing away at the Constitution, friends, and attempting to give it over to foreigners illegally. By the way, illegal foreigners, not lawful. And those that have come in legally, they want these illegals to do it the same way.
Woo!
Wow. Wow. I'm sitting here looking at myself as a bystander as to how much more obvious this gets. I mean, folks, these individuals are telling on themselves as to who's responsible for the corruption and the teardown of our system, because foreigners couldn't even have dreamed of doing what your government, what foreign government has done in the guise of your government in this country since September 11th. This is so blatantly obvious. And it's been blatantly obvious, but it's getting more obvious because they're getting more emboldened as the days go on. Folks, every one of these mayors are blaming the law. I mean, that's like those that were crucifying Christ, blaming Christ for their sins. That's exactly what they were doing. And what did Jesus say back? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let me tell you what, many of them in many cases knew exactly what they were doing, and so do these. Don't act like these people don't know what they're doing, friends. By the way, many of these are also anti-gunners. I thought I'd add that into this equation. Let's go over, talking about leading through opposition, I want to go back to something that one of these individuals said. It was both Lee and de Blasio that said, during the earlier readings of the executive order by their city's attorneys, in other words, defunding illegals from coming into sanctuary cities, which is a felony, they both said the document is vague. Why would the President of the United States send forth an executive order that is vague? It's clear. There's nothing vague about it. It's a crime. It's an act of felon. It's an act of treason, forgive me, which is a felony. Why would the President of the United States, talking about leading through opposition, both fronts, they condemn it in the South, they promote it in the North. WWF at its very worst, by nothing but a bunch of actors working in alliance with hell, which will be disannulled, in an attempt to bring about a new world order. Don't forget about NAFTA last week, friends. Concerning Donald Trump. No, he's not going to scrap it now. Now he's going to go ahead and bring about a new opportunity to work this out and make it work. Friends, who are these people working for? Let's go to Detroit really quick, talking about felons that masquerade as representatives. Let's go to Detroit City. The Detroit City Council in 2000 passed legislation prohibiting city employees, including police, form asking about persons' immigration status unless it was directly related to an alleged crime. City officials said that Detroit police, however, regularly cooperated with requests from federal immigration officials. But listen to this. We do not believe that this applies to the city of Detroit, said Alex Wiley. Hey, I gotta bring this in. Pull the curtain back on all of these mayors. You're going to find many more crimes. They're emboldened because they're allied. They're emboldened because they're in concert with those that are funding them to tear away at your constitutional republic. Don't doubt me. Mayor Mike Dugan's chief of staff, we do cooperate fully with all federal agencies during the course of criminal investigations, regardless of a person's immigration status. What? This is a chief of staff. Wow. I'm not even an attorney, folks. And, hey, my little kids can understand what he just said. You want to talk about taking both feet and sticking it right in his mouth? We do cooperate fully with all federal agencies during the course of criminal investigations, regardless of a person's immigration status. Well, you should. It's your job. And you know what, folks, I got to tell you this. And just to show you who's behind all of these supposed bankrupt outlets like USA Today. Here is a picture from Susan Miller, okay? And it's a picture of all the people near the White House tonight standing up for immigration rights. Hey, America, criminals don't have rights. They forfeited them when they committed the crime. See, but they, again, don't want you to think, America. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I say this every radio show. Why? Because when you do your own due diligence, you see these people that are destroying your country. I mean, in USA Today put it out there like it was a, it was like it was christened with the ring of the elitists. Big city mayors vow to defy Trump on sanctuary cities orders. Well, good for them. And notice the name of the paper, USA Today. This is not the United States of America, and this is not American government that acts in such a fashion. It's communism, America. Blasio said that he dramatically reduced the crime rate in New York. He's a liar. He is a liar. And he is a liar. Just like every one of these, hey folks, again, even allied with the narrative. The narrative is all what? You know what the message these people want to send is, friends? There's not a thing you can do about it, America. They want you to throw your hands up in the air and say, it's all over with. Jesus is coming back. Yep, he is. And I want to tell you, he's here today telling you to obey him because you love him. And he is saying, he that saith I know him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And he came in to magnify the laws against crime, and it was the good people of the day that were being exposed, and it was the good people of the day that had him crucified, because he unmasked them for who they were. Read John 15. He took the cloak of covering from off of them through the use of God's moral law. I want to finish with this. At the end of this article, it says that the order that came from Donald Trump does not provide a clear definition of what constitutes a sanctuary jurisdiction. Here, I'll give you one. When you aid and comfort the enemy, that is called treason, Article 3, Section 3. I don't need anything else. That's about as clear as it can get. But folks, again, why is it that the President of the United States sent a vague executive order when he has clear law to back up his every move concerning sanctuary cities?
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.